However, I run an easy life of business. This is the 12th hour apostolic Sabbatarian congregation. Comes out the 12th hour in the Elgin, Texas. Today is August 5th, 2024. It is Elu 1, 2028. We will start our first service. Prayer thought taken from Psalm 81. Yeah. It says, sing aloud unto the Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh of the Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the present harp, with the psaltery. Blow the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was the statute for Israel, and the law of the Yahweh of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I prayed thee at the waters of Meribah, Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. If thou no strange Yahweh be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange Yahweh. I am the Yahweh, thy Yahweh, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it, that my people would not hear or hearken unto my voice. In Israel were none of them. So I gave them up unto their own a harsh lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my way, I should soon have subdued their enemy and turned my hand against their adversary. The haters of the Yahweh should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. Should have said that their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat and with the honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied thee? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32:13-14. Turn right to it. It says, he made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and all out of the flinty rock, blood of kine and milk of the sea, with the fat of lamb and ram, of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of wheat, and out of this strength the pure blood of the grape. Thus, this Sharon waxed fat and chips. Thou art waxing fat Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with sadness. Then he forsook Yahweh, dismayed him, and highly esteemed the rock of his salvation. For it provoked him to jealousy with the strange gods, but the abomination provoked him unto anger, for they sacrificed unto the devil, not unto Yahweh. And the gods him they knew not, unto the new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. As a rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful, and has forgotten Yahweh that formed thee. Verse 19. And when the Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. For the latter day that Israel shake, let's read verse 20 in Deuteronomy 32. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very forward generation, children in whom is no faith. No faith in what? In the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Asher, Hebrews 10. Verse 21. They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not the Yahweh. They have provoked me unto anger with their vanities. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with that foolish nation. For fire is kindled in mine anger, and shall burn unto the lowest hell, and shall consume the earth with your increase, and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Lamentations 4:11 comes up. He said, and Isaiah, in Lamentations 4, verse 11, it says, for the Yahweh hath accomplished his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger, and hath kindled a fire in Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations of it. For the chains of the earth, and all the inhabitants of the world, could not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have endured into the gates, have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests, they have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. They have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with the blood. This is talking about Advent today. So that men should not touch their garment. They cried unto them, depart ye. It is unclean. Depart, depart. Touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there, for the anger of the Yahweh hath divided them. He will no more regard them, for they respected not the persons of the priests, they favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes as yet fail for our vain help, and our washing we have washed for a nation that could not save us. They hunt our steps that we cannot go in our street. Our end is near, the days are fulfilled, for end is come. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagles of the heaven, for they precede us upon the mountain. They laid wait for us in the wilderness, for the breath of our nostrils, the anointed of Yahweh, was taken in the fist of him. We said, under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice, be glad, O daughter of Edom. That's the house of Esau. That's the house that we just came out of 1970-2003. That dwellest in the land of earth, the cup also shall pass through unto thee. This is talking about the house of David, from the house of Esau to the house of Jacob. Today would be the house of David, which we represent. Thou shalt be drunken, and shalt make thyself naked. For the, let's talk about the advent. Let's talk about Rhodes Johnson, actually. For the punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion, and all the rest, at the 11th hour, and that was Rhodes Johnson, at the house of Esau. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, and he did that in 2002 at Kermit, short of the Passover, and he took away typical Esau Rhodes Johnson, and he anointed and exalted antithetical David. O daughter of the Edom, he will discover thy sin. And he did. Daughter of Edom, he discovered his sin. And it says so right there in Obadiah. It says right there in Obadiah. And he discovered his sin. If I can find Obadiah, there is only one chapter, but we'll read it. For the vision of the Obadiah, thus saith the other, concerning Edom, this is the house of Esau. Esau, the house Esau had her time, 1970, and I had the privilege of dwelling with that house. 33 and a half years, Kermit, Texas. We have heard a rumor from the Yahweh. An ambassador is sent among the heathen. Okay. Well, I was an ambassador of the administration at that time. And they were definitely classified as heathen. Elijah, let us rise up against her in the battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised, for the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the cliffs of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? This is the house of Esau, saying all of these things. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the other. If these came to thee, if robbers by the night, how art thou cut off? Could they not have stolen? Could they have enough? If the great brothers sent to thee, could they not leave some grapes? how are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of our confederacy have brought the even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith the Yahweh, even destroy the wise men out of Edom? Well, he certainly destroyed the wise men out of Edom. He destroyed, for sure, Ben Roden. He had the last 15 years of Brother Johnson's rod time of 40 years from 1930 to 1970. He wouldn't give up his throne in 1970. He called it the throne of David. Brother Johnson had to show him from the prophecy that was not so. Okay? The wise men are not in that day, saith the Yahweh. Even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding of the mouth of Esau. And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed unto the end that every one of the mouth of Esau may be cut off by the slaughter. That's the slaughter of Ezekiel 9. Well, today, Brother Johnson, the leader of Gilead Center, House of Esau, and a typical Esau himself, died in 2012. His son, Daniel, that was his associate, died in 2024. And so now, and Daniel's wife died a few months before him. So all those that occupied offices at Gilead Center for 33 years, that wouldn't let the house of Jacob occupy any office, they're all gone today. They've been cut off by the sword of Ezekiel 9. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. For they were cut off forever. And the day that thou stoodest on the other side, and the day that the stranger carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon the Yahrusha, even thou wast as one of them. Thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother, and the day that he became a stranger, neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah, and the day of their destruction. That's the house of David, the children of Judah. Neither should they have spoken proudly in the day of the distress. For thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity. For I have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Mother says thou hast delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of the distress, for the day of the Yahweh is near. Open all upon all the heathen, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. For thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yes, they shall drink and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon the Mount Zion at the 12th hour, that is now residing in the country midway between Elgin and Lexington, Texas, be delivered about 15 miles in between the two, out in the country. They'll be delivered, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for the stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and they shall be full, and there shall not be any remain of the house of Esau, for the Yahweh has spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain, the Philistine, and they shall possess the field of the Ephraim, and the field of the Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zephath, and the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sephiroth, shall possess the city of the south, and Sadrus, 144,000, first priest service of the Adventist Church, and prophetic last hour, the 12th hour, shall come upon the Mount Zion. That's when the prophetic 12th hour began. It cometh at Passover 2002 to judge the Mount of the Esau, and the kingdom shall be thy servant. Well, that ends that chapter of Obadiah. Now we have a cross reference here of Psalm 47:7-9. Let's see what we have there. 9? Actually, it's the Psalms 47:7-9. For Yahshua is the king of all the earth. Sing your praises with the understanding. For Yahweh the Father reigneth over. They're talking about Yahshua. For Yahshua reigneth over the heathen. For Yahshua sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. For the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the Yahweh of the Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto the Yahweh, or the Yahshua, the shields, that they use to fight with. For the shields of the earth belong unto the Yahshua, the king. He is greatly exalted. Let's skip back to Psalm 45, Father said. It says, thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemy, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O Yahshua, is forever and ever, for the scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, Yahshua, thy Yahshua, the King of the earth, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness on about the house of Jacob, above thy fellows on about the house of Esau. All thy garments smell of the myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Now, verse 9. Psalm 45. King's daughters were among the honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand a queen in the gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thy ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy king, and worship thou him. So we are told here by David to worship Yahshua the king. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. For the king's daughter is all glamorous within. Her clothing is of the wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in the raiment of the needlework. The virgins, her companions, that follow her shall be brought unto thee. With the gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all the generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. This is chapter 46, the Psalm. Only 11 verses. For the Yahweh, let's do it again. For the Yahshua, the King of the earth, is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In other words, he's very present here at all times on the earth. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river where the streams thereof shall make glad the city of the Yahweh. As the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Let's do it again. There is a river with the streams whereof shall make glad the city of the other as the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. For Yahshua is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. For Yahshua shall help her and there right early. For the heathen raised, their kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. This is the sign of that there, 9/11 in New York, 2001. For the Yahshua the host is with us. For the King of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Yahshua. What desolation he hath laid in the earth. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and treadeth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. You still know that I am the Yahshua, King of the earth. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. For Yahshua the host is with us. As the King of his, as the Father also of the Jacob, is our refuge, Selah. End of chapter 46. Once again, that's the end of chapter 46. Let's go ahead and read 47. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the Yahweh with the voice of the triumph. For David is addressing David all the way here through the book of Psalms. So we read that again. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto the King of the earth, Yahshua, with the voice of the triumph. For the Yahshua Most High, and this is Yahshua, is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. For he shall subdue the people under us. Okay. So there are people that's under the house of Jacob today. And the nations under he shall choose our inheritance for us. As the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. For Yahshua has gone up with a shout. For Yahshua with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises unto Yahshua. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For Yahshua is the King of all the earth. Sing your praises with the understanding. For Yahshua reigneth over the heathen. For Yahshua sits upon the throne of his holiness. For the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the King of Abraham, Yahshua. For the shields of the earth belong unto Yahshua. He is greatly exalted. Okay. Psalms 48. Great is Yahshua and great is to be praised in the city of Yahweh. That's actually in the city of us, our King of the earth, Yahshua, because Jerusalem is his city and the mountain of his holiness. And he gives it unto David, his antitypical servant, when he comes back. Beautiful for the situation. For the joy of the whole earth is in the Mount Zion on the sides of the north. of the city of the great king. For Yahshua is known in her policy for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it. And so they marveled. They were troubled and hastened away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in the travail. Thou breakest the ships of the Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Ashur of the host, in the city of our king. For Yahshua will establish it forever, Selah. For we have thought of thy loving kindness, O Yahshua, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O Yahshua, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. For thy right hand is full of the righteousness, that my Zion rejoice, that the daughters of Judah be glad, because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers of her, mark you well her bulwark. Consider her policy, that she may tell it unto the generation following. For this Yahshua is our King of the earth forever and ever, and he will be our God even unto the death. Now David is talking about the house of David here. He said, let's read that verse 14 again. For this Yahshua is our king forever and ever, for he will be our God even unto death. Psalms 49. Hear this, all you people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak of the wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of and with the understanding. For I will incline my ear unto a parable. I will open my dark saying upon the heart. Wherefore should I fear in the days of the evil, when the iniquity of my heels shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can be any means, none of them by any means can redeem his brother, nor give unto Yahshua a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and this ceases forever, that he should still live forever and not see corruption. For he said that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth unto others. For their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places unto all generations. For they call their lands after their own names. That's where we're at today. We're at the house of Laban. And typical Laban, we live on his property. And that's exactly what's going on here. Psalms 49:11, I'll read that again. For their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places unto all generations. for they call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man being in the honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their posterity approve their sin. Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. This shall feed on them. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But the Yahshua will redeem by his blood, the Son, my soul, and the power of the grave, for he shall receive me, said it. Now this is David talking about Yahshua is going to redeem his soul from the power of the grave by his blood. That is proven there in Revelation 5, 9 to 11. In the last day, be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. But while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise him when thou doest fair unto thyself. He shall go to the generation of his father. They shall never see the light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not his life, the beast that perish. Okay, that's in the Psalm 49. Let's just continue right on in the Psalm 50. For the mighty Yahshua, even the Yahshua, son of the Yahweh, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun and to the going down to the earth. For out of the Zion, that is not Zion at the 12th hour now, the perfection of the beauty, Yahshua has shined. For all Yahshua shall come and not keep silence. That's true. That's his second coming. He's going to come to the house of David. It says so there in Luke chapter 1:32. And the prophecy of Isaiah 5:8-10. Or 68. A fire shall devour before him. And it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call unto the heavens from above, and unto the earth, that he may judge his people. This is Yahshua. Jacob's ladder that reaches from heaven to earth. Jacob saw it in vision. Gather my sense together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by the Sabbath. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Yahshua is the judge himself. Selah. Okay. Now in Psalms 97, verse 6, the cross reference to that verse 6 there. Let's see what it says. 97, verse 6. It says that the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. And it says in verse 7, confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of the idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Okay. Where does that word idols come from? Psalms are 50, verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am the King of the whole earth, even thy King upon the throne of David. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offering, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of the house, nor any he-goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowl of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. I were hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. But I eat them, flesh of the bone, or drink the blood of the goat. Offer unto the Yahweh thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and toll upon me in the day of the trouble. For I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, and the seventh day have been a search, at the time that the Yahshua comes to deliver 144,000, the first fruits of the adversary. Yahweh said, what hast thou to do to declare my statute, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Now, Brother Jonathan declared and restored and established the statutes of the sanctuary from 1970 to 2003. So Yahshua is also addressing him here. He's saying unto brother, but unto the wicked of Gilead sin in front of Texas 2002. Yahshua said unto Brother Seth Johnson, the angel of the seventh candlestick of Laodicea, which is head of the Adventist Church, what hast thou to do to declare my statue? Brother Johnson was displaying his statue. But then he recited from that. At the end, he apostatized from it. He only kept him in symbol, not in spiritual reality. Or the thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth. He took Yahweh's covenant in his mouth. Brother says, 1970-2003, seeing thou hatest instruction and thrustest my words behind thee, he asked for instruction. Him and his wife, July 14, 2002, when we were three alone together, his wife asked for instructions twice. And Brother Johnson wanted to hear the instruction. When I told him I had a message from heaven, Brother Johnson said, I want to hear it. Okay, so he heard it in his wife. And when I gave it to him, he took me home. He dumped me off. Then his wife spent 2 weeks counseling the next Sabbath day, servicing. Spent the next 2 weeks trying to figure out how to get out of that instructions that I gave him, Brother Johnson, from heaven. And indeed he did. And what did it cost him? It cost him salvation for himself and all of those that signed the letter against me and my wife. When thou sawest a thief, verse 18 of Psalms 50, then thou consentest with him and hast been partakers with idolatry. Well, David Johnson was a big thief that came back home in 1985. He was needing a handout, and his father took him in, made him head all the elders of the church, made him the telecommunications director for the church, no doubt put him on a salary, and then he left after a few years, went back out in the world, came back in 1995 in the same kind of shape as he was in 85, looking for a handout, and sure enough he got the rest of what Brother Johnson had, and then he died about 3 years later. Okay. So when Brother Johnson saw a thief, his own son, David Johnson, and I told him what he was, told him what he was there for, he wouldn't take my word. Then thou consented for them. The voice consented for David Johnson. And has been partakers with idolatry. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue flameth deceit. Thou sitteth and speaketh against thy brother. Who is thy brother at that time? Elijah David. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou sittest, thou taughtest, thou thoughtest. Let's do that again. Verse 21. For these things hast thou done, and I kept silent, for thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget Yahweh, lest I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whosoever offers praise glorifieth me, and unto him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of Yahweh the Father through his Son, Yahshua, through the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Hebrews chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 12 of the Yahshua. That's the end of Psalm 50. Let's read Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O Yahshua, according unto thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I have acknowledged my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clearer when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in the iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with the hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones in which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O Yahshua, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O Yahweh. Let's do that again. Verse 14. Deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O Yahshua, the King of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Yahshua, upon my eyes, open down my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else will I give it. Thou delightest not in the burnt offering, for the sacrifices of Yahweh are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O Yahshua, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto the Mount Zion the 12th hour, and the 12th body care that we're in now. Build thou the walls of the Jerusalem, then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with the burnt offering and the whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. End of chapter 50. Let's read chapter 52. Why boastest thou thyself in the mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of the Yahshua endureth continually. For thy tongue devises mischief like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than the good, and lying rather than the speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all the divine word, O thou deceitful tongue. For the Asher shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away, put thee out of thy dwelling place, and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. For the righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not the assure his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. For I am like a green olive tree in the house of the Yahweh. I trust in the mercy of the Yahweh and his son, Asher, forever and ever. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Isaiah 53, let's read it and close out with it. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no Yahweh, crept are they. Let's do that again. For the fool has said in his heart, there is no Yahshua, son of Yahweh. The same hand of Pharisees and the Sadducees said the cross, there is no Yahshua, son, crept are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. For Yahweh looked down from the heaven and upon the children of men. Let's do that again. For Yahshua looked down from the heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek the Yahshua, the son of Yahweh. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge to eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon Yahshua, for were they in a great fear? There were they in a great fear, where no fear was. For Yahshua has scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because Yahshua hath despised them. That took place at Gilead's center. Their bones have already been scattered. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of the Mount Zion at the 11th hour in the termination, when Yahshua bringeth back the captivity of his people. For the Jacob shall rejoice, that's the house of David, and Israel shall be glad. This brings the universe to this all contact with us. Mount Zion at the 11th hour in the current of Texas.